this morning, this is our November the 15th regular session and also a public hearing that we're going to have. We'll start with invocation. I'll give that, and then we'll stand up for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we're all here together for Commissioner's Court. We're thankful for all those in attendance and for those who live in our county. We ask that our spirit be here and bless us to make good decisions for our county, for all those that live here and work here. We're thankful for those who protect our freedoms, both here, our first responders, our law enforcement, and those who serve in the military abroad. We're thankful for thy son, Jesus Christ, and for his atoning sacrifice, and we say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, at this time we're going to conduct a public hearing on the countywide polling place program. Lori Harl, our election administrator, I will give the floor to you.
As you know, November 7th, 2017, constitutional amendment election, we utilized the countywide polling place program, and it was a real success. We had, many compliments, and if they came here to vote, we could just send them to the library, or they could go anywhere. And we also gave the surveys out, like, for people that voted outside their home precinct, and we had a great response.
It was successful.
It was very successful.
All right.
The voters loved it, and it worked out really good.
All right. Our Republican chair, Cynthia Ridgway, would like to speak on this matter.
Well, I just wanted to say that I thought it went very well. For the first time, I was able to vote at the place closest to where I live. And that was good. And I had no phone calls during the day of anybody having problems. I mean, usually, even though it's not the party, not the primary election, I usually get phone calls. I don't know about Dan, but I usually get phone calls during the day on other election days. And so everything seemed to go smoothly, and as you all know, that the party has issued a resolution of support for the EA and for the job she's done, and so we're pleased with this countywide effort, and just like to say, hope that we are able to do it for the primary.
Thank you. This is a public hearing, so you're not required to sign up. If anyone would like to speak that didn't get a chance to sign up, you're welcome to.
May I ask, do we know how many people voted in a precinct other than their own? Do we have a figure on that?
I would say probably at least 100.
Okay.
Out of 1460 that actually voted. It was a very low turnout.
All right. At this point, after this public hearing, then we'll make Lori will make application, and I'll write a letter to the Secretary of State asking them to approve us permanently for the countywide polling place, and then they will respond before the March primary to let us know if we can move forward. But we think they will. So item two is discuss and take action to designate the countywide polling place program successful.
I'll move that we designate the countywide polling program successful.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to designate the countywide polling program as successful. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. All right, on the regular agenda, item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Motion to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item 2C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item 2D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Let me explain why. Okay. Currently, when I prepared the budget, the zero line items I couldn't see them. So I had fully intended to budget that, but I just missed it. And Brandy and I both forgot.
That's fine.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Item 2E are accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 2F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasury reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to record those items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3 is discuss and take action to approve expenditures from JP Technology Fund for purchase of a copy machine for JP number 3. And this does have some technological enhancements compared to the copier that they currently have. So the auditor says that it works out of JP Technology Fund.
Where's the other copier going? The one that you got?
I'm sorry, sir.
Steve, where's the copier they currently have going to go? To the graveyard?
It usually goes to your designation, which we've been keeping it at the rock or building down. So once that's, we can take it, dispose of it for you, or you can keep it in your location.
Is it completely worn out?
Yes, sir. It's the parts are unavailable.
Okay.
All right. If you will, talk to me and let me talk to the auditor, and we'll tell you what we want done with it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Move to approve expenditure from JP Technology Fund for a copy machine for JP 3.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the expenditure from the JP Technology Fund for the copier for JP 3. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve renovations to the Upshur County Library. Has everyone had a chance to look at it? Cynthia, this is coming out of your budget?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So originally, I thought that this might have been coming out of maintenance, but it's coming out of her own budget.
Judge, I do make a recommendation that we do not close the door to the kitchen from that new conference room. We leave it in place, put a lock on it, but we do include the other door that she was going to move.
Do you understand what he's saying?
Yes, Mr. Gross talked about that, and I'm fine with that.
Okay.
But that's going to increase my cost a little bit because now I have to buy another door.
Okay.
I'm going to voice my concern again. We still haven't resolved the situation with the city as to the actual ownership of the library. Survey hasn't come through, among other things. And it's the same argument I had before. I personally find it difficult to spend money on a property we don't own until that's resolved. That's where I am.
I tend to agree with Mr. Burka.
If we get that resolved, you think you'll be okay with it?
Probably so, yeah. It's our building. If we need to keep it up once it's ours,
Mr. Womble?
I thought I was supposed to be brought into any of that building operations or operation type project like that. And I know nothing of what you speak.
No, you'll have, looks like you're going to have time to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So we're going to have to.
You want me to go before the city to ask them?
To ask them when they're going to get the title issue resolved.
Okay.
Yeah. We just.
They were supposed to have already had that done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of.
I heard the surveyor got pulled off on the Amory project, so I'll check about it.
You'll check with them.
Yeah, we'd like to get that resolved.
If the city manager wants
to
talk to me, he can call me. We can discuss it. All right. There won't be any action on item four today. Item five is discuss and take action to approve payment of total accrued compensatory time to David Womble, Maintenance Department. That total accrued is $29.80.33. Madam Auditor, would you like to tell the commissioners what Diana Cecil told you?
I spoke with Diana Cecil last week just to verify for sure about maintenance supervisors, which she usually found to be exempt or not. And she said that yes, as long as they spend the majority of their time in a supervisory role and not actually out fixing things. So she believes that we are correct in declaring him exempt, but she said when we declared him exempt, we should have paid his comp time off at that point. So I believe that we need to go ahead and pay him now.
I think he's sweating back there. That's fun.
It doesn't matter. Maybe one way.
Why'd you ask for it to be done?
The longer we put it off, if the higher his rate goes up from year to year, the more we're going to owe him.
Okay. Sheriff?
Yes, sir. With y'all's decision, is that going to open up for other employees that are now exempt to be paid off their comp time also?
Do you have some?
Yeah.
Yep, it will.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. Or at least this is my take on it. If they're telling us we should do it, I mean, they're the experts.
I don't know. That looks like this circumstance is a little different than just staying on the same job.
He went from one position to a supervisor, much as our election administrator went from one position to a supervisor or an appointed position. And I believe with the precedent that we basically tried to set was that upon termination is when we would pay that leave time. About October last year?
Mitch, it's when you talk to Diane, did she say that this should be paid now or at the time of termination, or did it make a difference?
She talked like we should have done it when we declared it.
Okay.
And I think you asked the election official that y'all already paid her for comp time and she left her current job. So,
according to Ms. Cecil, then we did that properly.
But if it's putting the county in mind, we can do this at another time when I do leave.
I don't know. It's like pay you now or pay you later.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be the same thing with the sheriff's office. I mean, it's pay now or pay later.
Mm-hmm.
So
what we're saying, in the sheriff's office, if every time someone moved position, we had to pay their comp time.
If this situation will get rectified in a policy, as we've been trying to do for several months, I've been trying to get it done for 2 years, that those people that are in that capacity are exempt. It takes care of the problem. But we got to get it written in stone. Is that right, Madam Auditor?
Yeah. Don't I know? Slow I am, but I'm also thorough, and that is one of our long-term goals, is to go through every position in the county. I know at one point in time we established them as exempt. That's not something that we have ever gone back and verified to make sure it's correct. The maintenance supervisor role, I am confident now we are correct. I'm not real sure about the situation at the sheriff's office or the jail. I believe it's only one employee, but I have not looked into that position to see. Make sure we're absolutely correct there.
I believe, if you remember our discussion that we had with Diana Cecil and the sheriff and other people at that time, it was discussed of who was exempt and who was not. And we pretty well had that nailed down. It's just a matter that I guess we've never given the treasurer a written document, I suppose, other than explaining it to you of who is and who isn't. And I thought we had that understanding that it was, I mean, that is federal wage and hour law. That's what it is. We want to go forward.
The auditor's going to continue to work on it.
And this is only going to apply if somebody's moving from an hourly position to a supervisory position. It's the only time it'll affect us. It won't be from hourly to hourly. This wouldn't pertain to hourly positions.
I make a motion to go ahead and pay David.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to pay Mr. Womble his compensatory time that he's accrued. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to canvass the election results for the November 7th, 2017 constitutional amendment election. We've got the canvas here. They all passed here by a pretty significant margin.
Yeah. Sure did.
Okay.
Get numbers on all of them.
Or the school elections, not, they're not in this for us, are they?
They canvass their own.
Yeah, the board has canvassed it.
The each school district?
Yeah.
Need a motion? Move that we accept the results of the November 7th, 2017 constitutional amendment election.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross, is to canvass the vote for the November 7th, 2017 constitutional amendment election. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Let's go adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.